hello. And this is past Mikey and the past crew doing the predictions here. So to the future boys, we just want to say we appreciate your hard work. And hopefully you found a way to energize yourself, because we apologize in advance for any lack of sleep you're going to be getting over these next few days. So thank you, future boys. We appreciate you. But let's just get this into it. We are here, the Raw Squad Review, the WWE boys, however you want to classify us. Yes, I know that name makes us 15-year-olds, but guess what? We're all secretly 15. Now you know our secret.
I know, it could be worse. We could be calling ourselves the Raw Dog Boys, but we're not doing that. So.
Oh my goodness.
That's why I stick to SmackDown.
Yeah. Vinny, it was nice that Senior Lucha don't let you out of the basement for this one.
Well, he didn't let me out of the basement. I forced my way out of the basement.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of fair. But,
he's cheap. No. He buys really cheap locks. They're easy to get through.
Well, I'm happy to have a representative of SmackDown here. Well, and I have a representative of Raw. And, you know, I'm doing both. So, you know.
I'm doing it because he's not watching Mania. He can't see shit in that mask.
Yeah. There's a whole, yeah, Macho, there's a whole ongoing feud. We got to fill you into the lore of this whole thing off camera, but...
Fuck that Lucha dork.
So, we are here. Three out of the four WWE boys are here. We are here to do our predictions video for WrestleMania 40. Two nights, lots of fantastic wrestling. Mm-hmm. The purpose here is to make this prediction video to see who we have decided is going to be the winner for each match, and then revisit this video to see how off we truly were.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So before we begin, I am El Jefe, Mikey, and representing Raw and SmackDown, and I'm also representing NXT, but you will see a separate NXT predictions video from the NXT boys later. So, but I am representing Raw and SmackDown. Representing Raw is Macho himself, representing the Raw squad here alongside with me. So nice to have you in this predictions video.
Absolutely. Can't wait to troll some of your favorites.
So fantastic. It's going to be so good. And then representing SmackDown, Mini has been escaped the basement, as he has mentioned. The Lucha Dork is now in there. We're going to have some words later, but we are here to predict all of the winners for WrestleMania 40, two nights. So let's not waste any time. Everybody knows what this is, so let's just jump into it. So the way that these predictions are going to work, we're going to set up the match. We're going to predict who is going to win, and then we're going to rapid fire these as best as possible. And let us know in the comments who you think are going to be winning and tell us why we're wrong, because we'd love to have a conversation with you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's jump into it. So we're going to start with night one. We are going to begin with, and I'm just going to start, get this out of the gate. So we're going to start with the, what I dub the Women's World Heavyweight Championship. There, nobody can agree on what it truly is, but we have our champion Rhea Ripley defending against challenger Becky Lynch in this one.
I think this is the undisputed, because it matches.
This is the Women's World title.
Yeah, hers is the Women's World Heavyweight, and then the SmackDown is the Undisputed because it matches the belts that they're with the brands.
Very, if you want to look at them, right, then look at it. Hers is the Heavyweight, and EO's is the Intercontinental.
Oh, my goodness.
I missed the white belt Intercontinental.
Yeah, it's... Alrighty, so Rhea Ripley versus Becky. This match comes from because Becky won the Elimination Chamber, and whoever won that match back in February would go on to face Rhea Ripley. And we are here. So, gentlemen, Rhea versus Becky, who do we have walking out the winner of this one?
Rhea Ripley.
Rhea. I think she holds it till SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're I'm also
versus Bianca.
Yeah, I'm also going with Rhea on this one. I love Becky, but Rhea, I think, has more in her title reign left, so I'm gonna Becky's give it to Rhea this one. I know.
Becky's my goat.
I mean, I love Becky too, but mommy.
Mommy.
So that was easy enough. All right, so moving on. Next match. This one is there's a lot of uncertainty in this one, but we have the six-pack ladder match for the Undisputed Tag Team Championships. This has the Judgment Day, Awesome Truth, New Day, DIY, Grayson Waller and Austin Theory, and New Catch Republic. Okay, so Michael Cole on Monday Night Raw explicitly told us that he kind of spoiled it, where you don't necessarily need to pull both all four titles off at the same time.
Yeah.
So one team from one brand can pull one of the titles off, and the match continues until both sets are pulled.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we are splitting the belts at WrestleMania this year.
What a great concept. I love that, too. That's so
brilliant. I do, too. It's about damn time we split these belts.
Oh, like, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Sweet raccoon on Fuck a crack, man.
I got my prediction.
I do too. So I'm going to go first. I think we're getting two different winners. I think Awesome Truth are going to win the Raw ones because it's R-Truth. I think Awesome Truth win the Raw titles. And then I think that New Catch Republic take the SmackDown ones.
So that's my exact predictions. I don't have to chime in. Those are my exact. I love it.
Mine are a bit different. I think the play it's safe because they're splitting the belts for the first time in what, three, four years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think they give it to an established team to promote one brand. I think New Day takes the SmackDown belts.
Hmm.
And I think Judgment Day retains the Raw belts.
Ooh.
I mean, I'm happy with that Damian keeps his strap, but Damian.
Again, there is so much uncertainty in this match. You have 12 bodies in here, six teams. So
my prediction is nobody gets hurt in this match.
Yeah, oh my gosh. I don't. Yeah. I mean,
we don't need another top light from last year's Supercard of Honor.
That lives rent free watching that ankle spin and snap.
Yeah, we watched that
on live television. It was horrifying. But I love that we all unanimously agree that these titles are getting split. So I love that part.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. This is going to be chaotic, and I'm here for chaos. So next match, match number three, we have what I have dubbed LWO, kind of. So Rey Mysterio versus Dragon Lee versus Santo Escobar and Dominic Mysterio. I'm picking the team of Santos and Dom. I feel that they have more to lose if they don't win this match. And I think it does better story-wise if Santos and Dom win this one, because then it makes Dom and Rey 1-1. And then if we want to do it next year at Mania, the final blow-off match, whenever Rey decides to retire. But I'm picking Santos and Dom to win this one.
Yep. Damn, I agree with you again. I'm picking Santos Escobar and Dominic Mysterio, the real Mysterio, the good Mysterio. I'm not picking that deadbeat dad. And I don't like Dragon Lee, so I'm never going to pick Dragon Lee. I don't like it. I don't like him. Just like when I see him, I'm just like if Rey Mysterio and Ultimo Dragon had a baby, and you're not as good as they are.
That is such a good comparison too. Jesus Christ. It's really hard for me to root against Rey. You know, we have me and Jesse, me and Macho, different opinions on this. I was a huge Rey Mysterio fan growing up as a kid. He's like my childhood hero, but like at the same time, it's hard for me to root for luchadors now because that goddamn luchadork. So I'm going for Santos and Dirty Dom, but I think it's because of shenanigans. I think Carlito turns heel.
Oh
yes, let me get some apple spitting.
Me and Professor said the same thing when we did SmackDown. It was just like, did you see Carlito's face when he did not get picked to be Rey's partner? I'm like, Carlito is about to turn, and I'm here for heel Carlito.
What a great actor! When I watched, I was like, man, he played that like he was heartbroken and he was angry all at once.
People forget how good of a character Carlito was, especially back in his early days, before he gained like 40 pounds of muscle.
I know, before he became a body guy, like he says. Yeah. Now he's bigger than Chris Masters. Chris Masters made him big and then he shrunk.
Oh my goodness. But Yeah, so Santos and Dom, all three of us have picked that. So for the third time in WrestleMania history, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, this is brother versus brother, Jay versus Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
Jay.
Yeah, I'm going with Jay on this one too. I would be shocked.
It's WrestleMania. The heels are gonna, the big matches like that. The heels tend to typically lose.
Mm-hmm. I'm picking Jay too. I think that's a big deal. Although it does seem like. It does seem like special entrances tend to lose, which is weird.
That's very fair.
That's true. Oh. But I will give it to this. So I do think Jimmy has the better entrance theme between the two.
Yeah. And I wonder if because Jay won a title on his own, if WWE gives Jimmy the win, you know?
Ooh.
But I'm still picking Jay.
Yeah, I'm still picking Jay on this one. And yeah, now that I see it, usually if you get a special entrance, you lose unless you're Bianca Belair, because Bianca has kind of broken that curse a little bit, but it's kind of hard.
That's the real mommy. That's the real mommy right there.
Well, I mean, we're going
to talk about the real mommy in night two. We're going to talk about the real mommy in night two. Yeah.
Well, probably one of my most anticipated matches, just because I think the talent involved is going to be fantastic. We have our six woman tag, Damage Control, which is Dakota Kai, Asuka, and Kairi Sane, taking on what I've unofficially called them as Black Girl Magic, Bianca Belair, Naomi, and Jade Cargill. I mean, let's be all the way 100. I'm picking Black Girl Magic here to win. You cannot have Jade on WrestleMania and her team lose.
You would have her lose after what she's done at last SmackDown and at Rumble. It's just like the Mega Powers part two.
Listen, I don't even think Jade's the reason they win. Bianca's undefeated at WrestleMania, and she's talked about it on television. I think they keep that going. Bianca's going to be undefeated, and she's going to beat Rhea next year. And she's the new Undertaker.
I would love that for Bianca. I think she's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I'm very interested to see what kind of entrance these three girls have, because Bianca has my favorite WrestleMania entrances in the last couple of years. Like from when they were in Texas, the whole like HBCU, like marching band out there. And then last year with the Divas of Compton, with the girls, you know, like dancing Bianca into the ring. It's just like, I love Bianca so much. She's for the culture is the best way I can put it. She's for the culture, man.
You're also forgetting the absolute athleticism and the disgustingness that is of Trinity Fatu.
Oh my God, Naomi.
Naomi?
I am so excited. As someone who got the privilege to watch her work in her recent run in TNA along with the TNA boys, she had some really great matches against Mickie James, Deonna Purrazzo, Jordynne Grace, Giselle Shaw, Alicia Edwards. Like funny enough, she also had a really fantastic match against Sunny Kiss, which was so fun to watch too. Like, I am so excited for this match. I think all six women are great, but yeah, I can't root against the girl, my Black Girl Magic, man. Like, I'm so excited for this match.
I'd love to take her finisher.
Oh, the KOD.
No, the rear view. I've said the same thing when you we did the chamber review. I said, I'd love to take that finisher.
Yep. Awesome.
In the words of Nick Nemeth / Dolph Ziggler, it should have been me.
Yes.
So next up, we have the Intercontinental Championship, Gunther versus Sami Zayn. Look, if you want to hear our thoughts of how we felt on the go home angle on Raw, go check that review out. But listen, I think Gunther is fantastic. I love him to death. I think he is a phenomenal wrestler. With that being said, this one's tough. This is the only match I'm having trouble picking, but I gotta make a decision. I have to go with Sammy on this one because it makes the most sense for Sammy to win, but I don't know, man. I'm torn. I'm going with Sammy just to make a decision, but I'm still going back and forth with this one. but I'm going to lock in my answer. Sami Zayn is your new Intercontinental Champion by the end of this match.
I'm agreeing, but here's the reason why. Is because Clash of the Castle is in June, and I think Gunther is going to go face Drew McIntyre, which we'll get into that prediction later, which I'm just giving now. I think Drew beats Seth. I think we're going to get Gunther versus Drew at Clash of the Castle.
I think we kind of have to, especially Drew going in, because Clash of the Castle is in Glasgow, Scotland.
And so it's June. So I think it's the next PLE after Mania.
Well, okay. So after Mania, it actually goes Backlash in France, which is weird, and then Clash at the Castle in June.
Okay, but it's the next, we're getting those coming up. I think Gunther versus Drew, it makes sense. So I think Gunther drops the IC belt here.
I'm going with the ring heading out. I think Gunther retains. I'm not going off based off predictions. I'm going off what I want to happen, because I love Sami Zayn, but just like Sheldon when he chopped Leonard and he said that is not for you, that's how I feel about it. This is not for you, Sami. That title needs to go to Gunther. He's the last guy to beat Gunther. He should be the next guy to beat Gunther. Get that title on SmackDown.
Mm-hmm. Because fantastic, then and then of course
to move over to Raw for Netflix.
Yeah, that's actually kind of true. Then we get to our main event for Saturday, the tag team match with stipulation of if Seth and Cody win, there is no bloodline at the match on Sunday, but if Rock and Roman win, we get a bloodline rules match. So Seth and Cody versus Rock and Roman. So, hear me out, right? Because I can already tell if WWE wants to try to recreate the magic that was last year, which they're not going to, but they want to in their head, I am picking Roman and Rock to win this one. They're going to try to stack the odds against Cody in his match on Sunday. I can see WWE doing this, though, because I think they're trying to stack the odds against Cody to have a massive pop with the audience on Sunday. I'm picking Roman and Rock to win this match, thus making Sunday's main event a bloodline rules match.
I'm picking Cody and Seth. And when we get to night two, I'll talk about why.
I couldn't tell. This match couldn't go either way, and I'd be happy with either result. But I directly feel like this match is going to be the reason why I say Drew McIntyre wins. And I feel like this match is going to be the direct reason why I think Cody is going to win. And it's going to set up Cody's next feud. I feel like Rock and Roman's going to take this due to what I'm going to say when we talk about the Cody-Roman match.
All right. So that takes care of night one. So now let's get into night two for the title. Seth freaking Rollins versus Drew McIntyre. It would be a crime not to give Drew the title at WrestleMania. Like, come on. I'm picking Drew McIntyre for this one. I think this is Drew's time to finally get that win in WrestleMania, especially since the last time he got a big win at WrestleMania was during the pandemic era with no fans. So, and he lost, a couple WrestleMania ago to Bobby Lashley. So I think Drew McIntyre is winning this match, and I think because of what happens the night before in the main event, Seth is not 100%. So I'm picking Drew McIntyre as your new World Heavyweight Champion.
Yep, I agree. Drew McIntyre wins. There's no other way to do it. And
I just said it. Yeah, Drew takes it. And if Seth somehow wins, it's going to be like through some bullshit and shenanigans. But I feel like it's going to be Drew.
Fantastic. All right, so now we're getting a Philadelphia street fight. So this is a six-man Philadelphia street fight. This is the Pride, which is Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits, versus the Final Testament, which is Karrion Kross and the Authors of Pain. Given what we have seen in the last couple months on SmackDown, I have to give it to the Pride, because I feel like Bobby and the Profits need to win this one, especially since they've been getting their butts up and down SmackDown for the last couple of months. I'm picking the Pride on this one, and because it's a street fight, I'm expecting Scarlett and B-Fab to get involved in this as well. Like,
you see this?
But, yeah, I'm picking the Pride.
You see this flag? You see that flag? There's no way I'm picking against Karrion Kross. No way. I don't even care who fucking the authors of Pain are. All right? Like, I don't even care. I love Bobby Lashley. That's my daughter's favorite wrestler. That's the one action figure that Arthur has. Like, I don't know if she's trying to tell me, hey, Dad, this is what I'm bringing home in the future. But, like, this is, like, you know, that's my daughter's favorite wrestler. And I got to be honest with you, though, I'm not picking against Karrion Kross. I feel like I'm the only Karrion Kross fan on the planet. Like, nobody likes this dude. He's so good.
It's okay. It's not by his own fault, though. It's purely how the dude's been booked until this point.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, since he's been called to the main roster, what he was doing until the Final Testament angle, he just, like, was a generic NPC wrestler here.
Well, they had him come out in BDM stuff. Like,
right. It was terrible. He's terrible. Right. Like, until he did the Final Testament stuff.
Not to mention the fiction.
Like, what the fuck?
Jeff Hardy pinned him when he was still NXT champ, too. Like,
Jeff Hardy's that dude, though. Come on now. You don't like Jeff Hardy?
I'm not saying. Okay. It's not that I don't like Jeff Hardy. I just, at that time, with the booking decisions that were happening across the company, I was like, it's kind of, look, I know y'all don't treat NXT very well, and the three hosts that will defend and die for NXT will say this, but yeah, it did not help to have your Karrion Kross, who was NXT champion at the time and still had the belt and came in with the belt, getting pinned on main roster when he was still your champion. Like, it was.
They put a lot of work into him. They had him beat guys like Balor. They had him beat guys like Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa, and then the manager of the year, Adam Cole. You know, they had him beat guys like that, and then to have him just come up to the main roster and then take an L as fast as he did, it was bad. It was bad. I remember it.
Not to mention, he gets released, and then he comes back to the company, too.
I just said, I do like his new finisher. I think it requires a little too much setup, but it does look cool.
Yeah, just don't get the arm thing. The arm thing is what makes it weird. Like, just do, just
it, that's do your version when you have fun. Yeah.
Alrighty, so Mini, who did you have for this match?
I you know, as I'm a huge fan of the Street Profits, so I'm going with the Pride because I really love the Street Profits. I've been a fan of theirs for since basically they didn't come up to the main roster. So,
but because it's a street fight, again, Macho will learn this as we go along. Like, I'm pretty demure and I'm very calm when it comes to this. But if you ever join a watch along and there's something violent involved, you're going to see my evil twin come out because I have a propensity for violence. I love me some good violent matches.
Oh, you should have seen him during the tag team showcase last year at Mania.
Oh, let's just say that I needed a towel by the end of it because I was spent. I was hooping and hollering. It spent. Oh my God. When Angelo Dawkins, like, literally just full on bulldozed, I was like, yo, that was nuts. And I think this is just going to be a fun match. Alrighty. So we have someone who committed a crime facing, you know, someone. So LA Knight versus AJ Styles. This whole entire field is just built on pettiness, and I'm kind of here for it. This match happened because AJ Styles lost his spot in the Elimination Chamber, decided, you know what, I'm going to be petty. So he flies 30 hours to Australia just to cost LA Knight a chance to face for the title at WrestleMania. And this whole entire feud is just AJ Styles is being petty, and LA Knight wants to get back at him. And this is just like, I'm here for revenge. Look, I don't care that AJ said on Up, Up, Down, Down, he's getting a new theme for WrestleMania. There is no way in hell that LA Knight is losing this one. So I'm picking LA Knight to win here. AJ's putting this man over.
I think this might be the surest like win that we're going to get. There's no way LA Knight loses this match.
Yeah, LA Knight. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So we move on from here. Now we get into the triple threat for the United States Championship. Logan Paul is defending his title against Kevin Owens and Randy Orton. I am picking Logan to retain this title, which sucks because I love Randy Orton and I love Kevin Owens, okay. But can, I think Logan is retaining here.
Can we get a Randy Orton, Kevin Owens tag team?
I'm kind of here for it.
Yeah. I'm picking Kevin Owens.
I'm picking like how Macho picked Gunther because that's what he wants. I want Randy Orton to win.
Ooh, okay.
We cool. This is where we've all picked differently, so one of us is going to be right, and I'm so excited. So, all right. So now, it is a crime against humanity, but it is what it is. This is our only women's match on night two, but it is an important one for the title. Io Shirai will be. Io Sky. I just love Io so much, but Io Sky defending her title against the Royal Rumble winner, Bayley. You guys, I got to pick Bayley in this one. I think this is her moment. This is her first singles match at WrestleMania because all other matches have been multi-women stuff, whether it be triple threats, fatal four ways, tag teams. But this is her first singles WrestleMania match. And I think it's time for Bayley to finally get that moment, whereas the other three horsewomen have had multiple big singles wins at WrestleMania. I'm picking Bayley to win this one. I love Io, but I think this is Bayley's time to hold that title.
This would be Bayley's second world title win at WrestleMania, and I gotta pick the big bad booty mama because... this is mommy right here. This is mommy right here. Like, I'm sorry. I can't pick against Bayley. I can't. I'm just not doing it.
You're right. Bayley does. I feel like Bayley can also cook some mean food. So she's the real wifey here. I take Bayley as well.
100%.
I'm really excited for this match. I think this is the only women's match on here. And what I'm hoping is that, just like what Rhea and Charlotte did last year at WrestleMania, they're like, oh, okay, so we're the only women's match. All right, let's show everyone up and let's do this thing. Because I think
taking out the fucking park, because that's exactly what Rhea and Charlotte did last year.
I just want to say this, and I know it's an unpopular opinion. I think when we're done with WrestleMania, when we're done Sunday night, everybody's going to think to themselves, but nobody's going to want to say it out loud. So I'm going to say it on here. This show missed Charlotte. WrestleMania without Charlotte is not WrestleMania to me.
It's different for sure. What I'm hoping is that Io and Bayley get into the same mindset as Rhea and Charlotte. They're like, let's just tear the house down because we can. Like,
mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, it sucks that we're only getting one women's match on Sunday, but I understand why there's only six matches for Sunday, because our main event on Sunday for the undisputed WWE Championship, you have Roman Reigns versus Cody. This is the second fight. It's going to be an overbooked mess. Lots of people are going to get involved. Me and Professor have been manifesting Rikishi to appear in some form during this whole entire thing.
This is going to be the record-breaking ninth main event for Roman Reigns.
Mm-hmm.
This is the only reason why I think Roman might win, because they might want him to beat Hogan's title record date, because he's beaten his WrestleMania main event thing. But I think at this point they have to pull the trigger and let Cody win.
Yeah, but yeah. Go for it.
Got it. You go first.
Well, look, it's no secret that I keep an open mind and I don't get defensive at a lot of things. But I'm picking Cody out of sheer spite. And here's why. Because of the quiet car ride that me, Minnie, and our friend had on the way home after WrestleMania night two. It was a two hour car ride back to my house. And we were just quiet the entire time of how we're feeling. Now, I'm picking Cody because I want Cody to win. I'm a big fan of Cody, but I am not above the criticism, because I even said it the last couple of weeks. I feel that they're trying to recapture that energy and that fire that was leading into last year's Mania with Cody and Roman, but I feel that it is not the same. And, you know, I am a big Cody fan, but yeah, I feel that Cody has lacked a lot of intensity from this feud because he's always on the receiving end of getting his butt whooped and he's cutting the baby. Look, what I'm hoping is that post-Mania, I need to see Homelander Cody come into the fold, man. Like, Homelander Cody is one of my favorite iterations where he's just talking straight smack. Has that intensity.
Like, this is going to turn. It's going to turn into Seth versus Cody.
I would love to see that. I need more intensity. I think Cody's going to bring it. Roman's definitely going to bring it. All hell's going to break loose. But at the end of this match, Cody is walking out of WrestleMania as your new champion.
Now, do we agree with the internet saying that The Rock is going to turn and The Rock is going to be the reason why he retains?
I think The Rock is going to turn. However, if he is, as it pertains to Cody winning because Rock turns, see, the verdict's still on that one. I'm not entirely sure, but I'm still pulling the theory, and I could be absolutely wrong, and I am willing to eat crow by the end of it. I think Rock and Cody have been working together this whole entire time, and it's going to be the biggest swerve on the planet. I'm okay with being wrong.
That's everybody's prediction now, so I don't think it's a swerve. But now is my time to shine. So I think that Seth and Cody win the tag titles, right? The tag match. I think Seth loses his world title, blames Cody, but ultimately, I think Cody wins the world title clean, and as he celebrates with his new friend, he takes a curb stomp, and then we get a cash in.
Oh, shit.
And here's
why that money in the
shouldn't happen. Remember CM Punk being the WWE champion. Remember that he won the title against John Cena, and then they had a cash-in for Alberto Del Rio. It took till Survivors for him to win that title back, and then he went on his historic reign. I think that because of the lacklusterness of Cody, right, that he's just been this wish version of Homelander, that they're like, we need that extra bit. We need that extra little bit of you. So if we have Damian win the title, use Seth and Damian can feud for it. He inevitably beats Damian in whether it's in France or in Scotland. You know, like Damian could be a transition champ. He doesn't need to be a champ for a long amount of time. It's just enough to make you feel angry that he just got it and they pulled it away from him. It worked for Daniel Bryan in SummerSlam. It worked for CM Punk. I think that it will work for Cody. And the betrayal.
I agree with that.
Look.
Betrayal of Seth Rollins blaming him for losing the title. I had to help you win this tag match. And then I lost my title. F you.
Yikes. Honestly, I think this is going to be a fantastic match. So. We have reached the end of
our not gonna Puerto Rican walks out world champ, though.
Oh, I kid you not, Macho. I may or may not be calling you an Adolfo. Like, well, I'll be calling you because Adolfo will still be in Puerto Rico when this goes down. But I'll be calling you, be like, oh my god, I will FaceTime you and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, Mikey, really quick, because I will be a part of the NXT event. I'm gonna do my NXT predictions really quick, and then you can add it to Years and Wills. I'm saying Trick.
Uh-huh.
Roxanne Perez,
mm-hmm.
Dijak, and Ilya are going to retain. Those are the people who are going to win.
All right. I'm going to write this down, and I'm going to mention this because it's going to be fantastic. Yeah, depending on what happens on NXT, we'll see, because we only have 4 matches right now for Stand and Deliver, and who knows what else is going to get added. But we have reached the end.
More than I know of, that's what I'm going to say.
Yeah, we have reached the end of our predictions video. So, we're going to stay tuned because we are going to be covering, watching these and doing live reviews in the next couple of days. So thank you so much for tuning in and enjoy WrestleMania. We'll see you for the reviews, but until then, ta-ta for now.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another Vibe Tribe production. What's going to happen next time? Well, you're going to have to tune in to find out. But until then, remember, take care of yourself, love one another, and as always, make sure that you keep the good times rolling. Thank you for being here, and we'll see you next time.